There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Lives Live Sunday edition. Of course, plenty of time for you if you want to join us here via the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the seven things that you should never say to a homeschooling mom. We're going to jump right into that list. And then there's more terrible news for advocates of free speech. We already talked about the Denver courthouse where there's a crackdown going on people who are trying to get out jury nullification information. Now there's another court decision that says, this is a decision from the District Court of District Columbia, federal court, saying that you can't protest in front of the Supreme Court anymore. And we can tell you more about that as well. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, you had the story from where?
Well, this is from weirdunsocializedhomeschoolers.com.
Which is kind of a joke, right? The idea being that there's homeschoolers are being made fun of by other students in the government school system for and parents as well for, yeah, you know, being weird. And, you know, the idea is if you're homeschooling, you keep them locked in the house the whole time and they never get to meet any other kids and never get any socialization. But that's not actually the case. A lot of homeschoolers meet other homeschoolers. They go on field trips. They get together. They play outside of class time or whatever you want to call it.
Well, I would say that your kids at the government school are antisocial, and like we could look at the definition of what antisocial is, and I reasonably can guess that since the government school is an institution and your kids have been sent to it long enough to become institutionalized, that they could be definitely considered to be antisocial. However, I would concur that homeschoolers who are, social many times, and all the homeschoolers I know are getting out and getting around and meeting people and, you know, conducting themselves in reasonably social ways, and they're, you know, doing, parents are doing their best not to see kids excluded. You don't have the mean girl thing going on. You don't have the, the kids getting picked on and that sort of thing.
Well, if somebody's being mean, then obviously you can just disassociate with them. Whereas in a homeschool group, if their parents won't talk to their kid or whatever, you can just not go hang out with those people anymore. But you can't not send your kid to the government school if that's what you've decided to do, because they'll come after you criminally if you don't send your kids to the government school. And so therefore, if you feel like you can't afford to send your kids anywhere but the government school, then you feel like you're forced into this corner where your children can be threatened and bullied and attacked any old time.
Yeah, I don't. Any parent can go ahead and decide that they don't, you know, most parents can figure out some way or another. If it's a two-parent household, at the very least, you can figure something out to, you know, handle getting your kid out of government school if that's what you want to do. Some people really are backed in the corner. But the likelihood of a truant officer coming to visit, I mean, I haven't seen too many cases of that recently. I think what the biggest problem with government school is that you're forced to pay for it. My son, who's been homeschooled his whole life, has never been to government school, has never ridden on a school bus, has never been, you know, dealt with these things that kids are dealing with, is stolen from twice a year. The money, money that I would spend on his, could potentially spend on his education or other things having to do with the family, is taken and given to the public school to send other people's kids to school.
That's true.
To an institution that I feel is, fundamentally wrong and antisocial.
Well, if he ever was on a school bus, he might get stolen from directly there. Man, some of the worst things I've ever seen happen at schools were actually on the school bus.
Well, the school bus is a pretty rough place, in my experience, too. But I would say that your kid being social and being properly socialized is weird. That is a full-on weird thing to have happen, because the rest of America is sent through this institutionalized day prison that they're sent to on a regular basis. So, yes, homeschoolers are weird because the rest of the kids out there are They're sent through a really, really broken system that parents have almost no say over.
Yeah.
And the reason they continue doing it is because they're forced to pay for it. And they're told that that both parents have to work. Now, my wife works, obviously, but she's, you know, works in the home. She's busy, but she doesn't have a job. And that, you know, she's busy all the time. And I think a lot of parents don't think they can do that. Because they've been told over and over that this is what they have to do. But honestly, if you're not making that much money, then the money you're spending on the car and the gas and the clothes and all the other things that you've got to do and lunches, let's not forget how incredibly expensive it is to eat out. So if you're not packing packing a lunch to go to work, which a lot of people don't, you know, it's expensive to go out and work. Working is expensive, and in many cases, families can save money just by having mom at home.
Mm-hmm.
If it's mom, you know, it could be dad. It doesn't matter to me. Your Mr. lifestyle
mom.
Is yours. What's that?
Mr. Mom.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you can get the newspaper, cut out coupons, and save money simply by staying at home.
All right, so number seven on, or I guess they're not numbered, yeah. The first item on this list of things you're not supposed to say.
Let's read her intro. You know those times when you wonder if there's something you're thinking of saying that's going to come across possibly as rude, offensive, or just upsetting? I'm here to give you an inside glimpse into the mind of a homeschool mom. There are at least seven things you should never say to a homeschool mom unless you're trying to see if you can make her head explode, which I suppose could be amusing. What about socialization? So this is the first thing
we just addressed.
Yeah, homeschoolers hear it all the time. The socialization thing, as though you know, your kid staying at home, not learning how to knife fight and cuss in public school, is somehow antisocial. Well, I would suggest that the training that your kid is getting in public school, which to me seems like largely busy work and essentially a welfare. Government welfare babysitting program for parents, that is what antisocial, the definition of antisocial behavior. So really, she goes on, really, we all probably heard this one enough in our first year or month of homeschooling to last us a lifetime. We've talked about homeschooling socialization ad nauseum. The truth is, we really have to work hard to make sure that our kids maintain the stereotypical status quo of being weird and unsocialized homeschoolers. So she's saying that you have to work very hard to keep your kid from being socialized. Not one single homeschooling mom is going to look at a person asking this question and, as a sudden dawning of understanding crosses her face, says, my goodness, what about socialization? Why did I never think of that? Quick, let me rush my little darlings right into the nearest school and get them enrolled. Seriously, it's not going to happen. Our kids have friends. Really. Would you like some bean dip? I don't know what that means. But, you know, she does advocate for sweet tea earlier, so maybe it's some other thing she does.
You know, every homeschool kid I've ever encountered, and I wasn't, I went to a government school, but every homeschool student that I've ever encountered has been just excessively courteous and nice and kind. I would say that, if anything, they are more well-socialized than people than the kids that come from the government schools. Just to a T, every single one of them has been like that.
I think that they spend sort of more time around adults, and people may consider that to be a lack of socialization because they've come to the conclusion that 7-year-olds should be housed with 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds housed with 8-year-olds, and 9-year-olds housed with 9-year-olds, because that's the way the school system's set up. But where in life does this occur?
Lord of the Flies.
Okay. Well, Lord of the Flies is a fictional book.
Well, right, but that's an example of a bunch of kids being thrown together of the same age range and absolutely terrible things happening, right? I know, I understand it's fiction, but you know, there's no adults around to set a good example for them.
I've been at workplaces where you tend to have certain people of certain demographic groups. You don't have as many older people. I mean, you know, there's been like young workplaces and that kind of thing. But you're still talking about people from an age range of 18 on up to 40s. You're not talking about some, you know, these cells of demographic groups. I'll give you that there might be some efficiency if you're going to have big classrooms to keeping kids of the same age together, but that's really the issue, is that you lose things like kids teaching each other and learning because they're teaching and a variety of other things.
Mm-hmm.
This concern about socialization is, I'll give you, like, it might be the first thing you think about. It's certainly different than what you've experienced, but it's been addressed in the homeschooling spheres, and don't worry, we got it handled.
Well, I mean, I think that that's still a legitimate question, right? Like, it's easy to come at it from the perspective of, oh, well, we've got this handled, we're the homeschooling, we know what we're doing. But a lot of people don't know much about homeschooling. They have in their mind this picture of, like some sort of ultra-right Christian family that doesn't want to connect their kids with the outside world, and that's why they're homeschooling. And those people do exist, I think, but I suspect they are a minority of the homeschoolers.
Are you concerned about socialization for homeschool kids? Give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. This is the live Sunday edition of the show with you in the studio. Ian here.
And King Mark.
We are sharing with you the seven things you should never say to a homeschool mom, and Mark is going to continue on that list here in a moment. I also want to let you know, whether you homeschool or not, you probably buy things online. You might have bought things at Amazon. A whole lot of people have. I know I'm a big fan of the service and the selection from Amazon. I've used them for a long time. But I am no longer buying things directly through Amazon. I am using Purse. Go to saveatpurse.com if you want to do this too. You can save 20, 25%, sometimes even more than that, on pretty much anything you want to buy at Amazon. There are a few exceptions, but if it's on the free Super Saver shipping or Prime list, you can probably get it for a huge discount through saveatpurse.com. Now, there's a catch, and the catch is you have to have Bitcoin. That's it. You have to have Bitcoin to get 20% or more off, or less. You can actually select the percentage you want off. The higher the percentage, the longer the time it will take for your order to be fulfilled. But sometimes they're fulfilled faster than you expect. In fact, they'll say it might take a day or two, and you might have it ordered within 2 hours. So go and check it out. Get started at saveatpurse.com. Save big on pretty much whatever you need to live your life through Amazon, through saveatpurse.com.
What's the average that you ask for as far as a percentage?
My personal average, I would say, is 25%.
And how long do you expect
US
to wait?
U.S. average is 20%.
And how long do you expect to wait for your 25%?
It usually doesn't take more than an afternoon.
Okay.
But it could take longer than that. You never know.
And you generally do one item at a time, not a list of items?
I've done all of that.
Okay.
Yeah. So saveatpurse.com. All right, so our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue on this list, Mark. The first one on the list of things you're not supposed to say to a homeschooling mom is, what about socialization? Well, it turns out homeschoolers do a lot of socializing. They do everything from field trips to parties and get-togethers of a variety of sorts.
What do you do all day? The only person who could probably get away with asking this question is a fellow homeschooling mom or mom considering homeschooling who's genuinely trying to figure out how to schedule a homeschool day. If asked by anyone else, even with a hint of, you must sit on the couch and watch reality TV and eat bonbons all day. I don't even know exactly what a bonbon is.
I've had one.
Okay.
It's a chocolate treat.
Okay.
Frozen chocolate treat.
There you go. All day, it's probably not going to go over well. Just warning you. And this is, I think this is obvious, right? I mean, if you're homeschooling, or even if you're doing what they call unschooling, you've designed your life around your kids' learning. There probably are, somewhere in America, some families who choose to simply keep their kids as ignorant as possible. Or perhaps teach them things that are of no use in the world. But when you think about kids being taught things of little use in the world, consider high school. I can't think of much of anything I learned in high school that I find useful in my day-to-day life. But nonetheless, there probably are parents that intentionally keep their kids ignorant. I don't know who they are, but I can say that, anything's possible statistically. The vast majority of homeschoolers and unschoolers, however, homeschoolers, some of them have these rigorous curriculums, and they're on this path to getting their kids. I've met them where their kids went to college at 11 and 13. Now, I don't see the particular value in that. I'm not looking to get my kid having them finish their graduate degree by the time they're 18.
Well, I don't see the value in going to college in general, but if you're going to go to college, it makes sense to go sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I'm not saying you should be held back either. I'm just saying that it can be, there's value in sort of entering college at about the same time other people do. You know, do you want to be that weird kid that, how do you think a 13-year-old is dealing with their first year in college?
I don't care. I mean, I would think that that'd be a good thing from all aspects. I mean, yeah, I could see that it would be weird in that, you know, you certainly wouldn't be going out to the bar with the college buddies or whatever, but of course neither are the college freshmen or sophomores. They're not old enough to go to the bar.
They're doing other stuff that involves drinking.
Drinking, no doubt. And a 13-year-old is likely going going home at the end of the night instead of going back to the dorm rooms or something like that. They're probably living in the same town or whatever. No doubt from a social aspect, it's going to be a little bit awkward, but that doesn't mean that that person can't still make connections or whatever, or that, you know, they'll likely be quite respected by a lot of the students in the school. Like, wow, that kid's pretty smart, right?
Yeah, I guess my son is ahead of the curve when it comes to reading. I'm not trying to, there's a lot of things to read in this world. Let's read. We don't need to rush off to college just because he's a good reader or something like that. So maybe it's just not something that I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
But personally,
I would say stay the hell out of college and start applying your learnings in the real world, and you'll learn a whole lot more that way and get a lot more life experience. And to me, that's more valuable. I wish I could take my time in college back at this point. But still, to have been able to finish college by age 17 would put somebody way ahead, I think, of the average 17-year-old.
Yeah, I wish I had gold coins that I had invested the money that I spent in college on. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If I would have bought gold coins instead of going to, spending the money on college, I think I'd be better off right now, because whatever courses I took in college aren't benefiting me today. But nonetheless, people who homeschool and unschool, they're very busy with their kids, and they're working on a variety of lessons. Now, I don't know how every unschooling is this kind of this category of people who are attempting to not replicate class in any way, and each of them does it differently. So if you call what we do unschooling, I don't. We call it family-directed learning. But if you call it that, my wife and I are constantly looking for ways to teach my son different things. So when he asks questions, we go find the answers.
Mm-hmm.
We don't try to pass off those are huge opportunities. Every time a child asks questions, and at age 7, they ask a lot of them, you attempt to get to a computer screen as quickly as possible, and let's answer these questions. And that way you teach them research. Research, far more valuable than, getting the answer right. The ability to get the next answer right on your own, that's valuable.
Yeah, I always hated testing at schools, because I remember I was in a programming class, and I was pretty decent at doing the programming. I was getting A's on the actual work, but when the test came along, there was like this AP test or something like that. It was the only AP class I ever took. I failed the AP. Just because I just wasn't good at taking the test, but I was doing great doing the actual programming. Because when you're programming, you can go and look up what you need to learn. You know, if you don't know how to write a function of some sort, there's books. And, at this time it was the mid-90s, so there weren't as many online learning options available. But there were ways to find the answers that you were looking for in the moment. Of course, in testing, you can't do that.
Sometimes
it's just not realistic.
The worst tests are the tests that are sort of pivotal, right? Like the ones that one test makes a difference in sort of how your life goes. And I had one of those one time where I did poorly. Basically, I didn't pay attention to the directions. I'd always been a great test taker, and I still think about that. Now, it's just one of those things, and, you move on or whatever. But tests, how many times? Does life have a lot of tests? School has a lot of tests, but if you remove school from it, life doesn't have a lot of tests.
No, I can't remember the last test I took.
And if it is a test, it doesn't look like the tests you took in school is something entirely different.
Probably the closest thing would be like a job application or something. Sometimes they give you a questionnaire of like, what would you do in this circumstance?
Oh, yeah.
Would you steal the money?
There's those.
Free Talk Live.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, I keep hearing from the government that, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Sunday edition of the program, talking homeschooling, which I don't really have any experience with, but Mark does, because that's what they do with Jack, their seven-year-old son. He has never set foot inside a government school classroom or school bus. And Mark, you're sharing with us the seven things not to say to a homeschool mom, and we'll continue with that list here. But I want to let you know about ExpressCoin. It's the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And at ExpressCoin, they are a licensed money services business that you can get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check. Just get started at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, most everybody in those places can use ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone. Just download their app through ExpressCoin.com. And when you're ready to check out, use coupon code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all, which is an awesome deal. So get started at ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. So let's continue here, Mark. The two questions so far that you're not supposed to ask a homeschooling mom is, what about socializing And
what do you do all day?
Yeah, what do you do all day?
Number three, there's no numbers on these. It's just topics and paragraphs.
Although I think this is obviously tongue-in-cheek. People should ask homeschooling parents questions, even the most basic questions, because they don't know. And that's the only way you can learn is by asking questions.
Just think, if you didn't homeschool, you'd have more time to clean the house. Yeah, because everybody wants more time to clean the house. And really, that comment just implies that my house is messy, which it probably is. But you know what? A pristine, she misuses the term here, not so great, not representative of the homeschooling community. Pristine doesn't mean clean.
No, really?
Right. Immaculate would be a better term for the way one would keep a house. Pristine means untouched by humans.
Oh.
So you'll see a pristine forest, and people think that that means a beautiful forest. And it does mean a beautiful forest, but it means a forest untouched by humans.
Primitive. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
Pristine house is in a little low on my list of priorities right now. There'll be plenty of time for cleaning once my kids are grown and gone. The fact is, right now, I don't try to do it at all because I can't. Do it all because I can't. I guess you must do it at some point, right? So I focus on what's important. Besides art lessons, there would be much more. They'd be much more complicated if we were using a medium other than dusty furniture in our fingers. Obviously, she's kidding here to some extent, but this is one of those conundrums in life. Now, it used to be back in the 50s, women stayed home, kids were kicked out of the house until 5 o'clock or until dinner time, and that's what women did all day long. They cleaned. And they had cleaner houses back then, but I kind of feel like this is my take on clean houses. Yes, I'd like to have my house to be as clean as possible. I'm not willing to do that work, and apparently neither is my wife, so there you go.
Your house doesn't seem filthy.
It's not filthy, but wouldn't it be awesome to
have
a house?
Clean, things get filthy.
What's that?
If you don't clean, things get filthy.
You clean, but you don't clean like every single day or every single
minute. Yeah, that
seems
unnecessary.
Indeed it does. If you're going to have animals or children, your house is going to be messy to some extent. It's not going to be as clean as it would be if you didn't have these creatures. You get a choice in life to some extent between love of other beings or a really clean house. I'm not trying to be a jerk here. This is the way I look at it when I go into other people's houses who have animals and kids and stuff like that. I don't judge people's houses that harshly. Do you?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I mean,
if it's a hoarder nest, I'm not going to want to come back.
I think that I think people judge their own houses far more harshly than they tend to judge other people's houses.
If it's gross, I'm not coming back.
Have you been that way a lot?
Not a lot. But I've encountered somebody's, I'm not going to name names, but I've encountered a place that I decided I do not want to come back to this place.
Yeah, well, I don't know where you're talking about, but
I'm not going to tell you.
Nonetheless, I have experienced one hoarder in my life, and the rest of the people's houses are pretty ordinary houses, and, you know, no big deal. Usually hoarders, they try to keep you out of their house
anyway.
That's
true, they're embarrassed.
So, they at the very least know that they have enough of a problem that they're not generally letting people into the house. So, if you're letting people in your house, the chances are good your house is just normal and not that big of a deal. I don't know why people get all hung up on clean houses.
Well, I still feel it necessary to apologize to someone who visits my home if it is in a mess, a condition that I consider to be messy.
Yeah.
Because I find that, you know, just not because I judge other people's homes, but because I'm a little embarrassed.
How do you feel when you are apologized to when somebody comes?
I'm usually like, it's fine, no big deal.
Right. I mean, you're like, I'm not passing that judgment. Please don't put on me that judgment passing. That's kind of how I feel about it. It's normal for people to apologize, but at the same time, I'm like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. What makes you think that I'm the person back here judging your house?
Right.
And there's no good way to say, hey, keep your self-recriminations to yourself. I don't know how to say that necessarily to somebody in a way that kind of puts them at ease, but it would be really awesome if I had managed to work together the tone and the words that made that happen. Because, you know, there haven't been too many times I've gone into a house in my life where I'm dealing with a situation like, oh, my God, this is awful. Or even I'm, thinking those things to myself at all. I don't know.
Yeah, nor have I, but I, at the same time, I think the reason I would say something like that is because I want the person who's visiting, who may not have ever visited, to know that I'm aware of the state of the house and that, to me, it's unacceptable, and that I am sorry for that. That, you know, it should be in better shape to bring a guest to, and I apologize I didn't have time or I didn't make the time to do the level of cleaning that I thought would be appropriate to bring a guest over to.
Because I understand where people are coming from, I've said things like, you know, in my mind and in my heart, my house is generally is cleaner than this, but in reality, this is about the state it is generally. And that's about the state that it is generally.
Okay.
And it's okay. You know, sometimes you'll look along the side of the wall, there'll be some dog hair down there that probably should have been swept up. Or my son's toys are out in the middle of the living room because, well, you know, we live in our living room as opposed to keeping it in some kind of immaculate state where, you know, it's just there for guests. Why you must have so much patience is what some people say to homeschool moms.
Oh, is this number? Where are we on? Number three?
There's no numbers.
There's not about even paragraphs?
Four. Yeah, there's paragraphs. Okay. You want to go back and count them?
I'm just wondering what we're on. I'm losing track. Number four? Okay.
We'll call it number four.
Okay, yeah. Great.
And if I have to add a number in between, I'll just make something.
Good.
All right?
I feel good about that.
Okay. So the hysterical laughter that ensues after such a comment could cause a homeschool mom to wet herself. And honestly, after a certain age, it really is just embarrassing. We don't, really. Most of us, anyway, don't have that much patience. Self-control, clearly. Patience, not so much. I can't tell you how many times I've assured friends who don't homeschool that getting through homework and trying to figure out how kids do math these days or hearing, 100,000 times, that's not how Mrs. So-and-so does it, requires so much more patience than homeschooling. So I would agree that... I would agree that we don't have, at my house, particularly a great deal of patience when it comes to homeschooling. I would say that we have chosen a lifestyle where we're going to spend time with our kid. Like, this wasn't a situation where – I don't have my son because we didn't put a condom on one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have our son because we wanted to have one, and we want to spend the time with him that we possibly can. He's young. That goes very quickly. And I can imagine how it
almost
must be.
Almost halfway done.
Yeah, how much? Right, it's almost. This is so. At 14, he's going to be a real handful, yeah. I'm sure. But I can imagine what it's like. Sometimes I feel for fathers. I'm so lucky having the job that I am. You know, what's it like? My dad left at something like 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning
to go to work.
He was gone, and he didn't return to the house. At the earliest he would return would be like 4:30 or 5. And many days he'd have things like
beat, tired, right?
Moose Lodge and a variety of things that he did, police posse and these things that he did. And he wouldn't return until 7 or 8. There'd be a few minutes, you know, an hour or whatever before bedtime. You know,
it's tough to create a relationship with that.
It really is. And then on the weekend, you know, oftentimes people schedule stuff. There's a lot of fathers that don't have that much time with their kids.
All right, so we got about halfway through this list here. We're going to continue. If you are a homeschooling parent, you want to add in something, feel free to join us at 855-453. Or if you just don't get it about homeschooling, well, if you've got questions, feel free. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here to join us on the live Sunday edition of the program. We are in the midst of the 7 things you should never say to a homeschooling mom, and we're going to continue with that list here. I also want to let you know that you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. You can help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP, A-M-P, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is for $5 a month, we'll invest that $5 into our show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And you get perks, too. The AMP Only Facebook group, AMP Only forum, there's the AMP Only podcast, which doesn't have the same commercials that all the commercials that our normal podcast does. Not that our normal podcast has a lot, but you get none of them.
It's commercial free.
Yeah, with the AMP version. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us out a lot, and you get perks. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones before we continue with more of this list. And we've got Liberty Phoenix on the line, I believe, in Illinois. Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Do we have Liberty Phoenix? Liberty Phoenix going once. Liberty Phoenix going twice. We met.
There we go.
Hey.
Take off the mute.
That helps. Thank you.
Gentlemen, it's been a long time. I appreciate your time. I really want to, this has absolutely nothing to do with the topic or the list that you guys have been discussing, but Mark, you had said that you discourage against individuals self-incriminating to you or something to that effect. I just wanted to know, like, why would you not want people to tell you about that stuff? I mean, I would see that as kind of a cry for help as far as assistance.
Just to clarify, are you talking about the discussion we had about cleaning your house or something else?
No, this is just a, I just barely turned it on TuneIn, and you know, I listened to maybe 30 seconds, and I just heard Mark say something that totally off the wall.
Excellent, let's clarify.
That he didn't want people to self-incriminate himself.
That was about like, the cleaning
he
thing,
didn't,
right?
I don't know if I used the term incriminate, but what I was trying to say was is that it seems really common in life when you go into somebody's house. You can go into somebody's house that's cleaner than your house,
yep.
And that person apologizes for the state of their house.
I do that.
And I wonder to my, like, I'm just like, for, you're not saying that for me. Right? Like, that apology isn't for me. That apology is for you. And I don't really need your apology for the state of your house. There have been very few houses into which I have ventured that I've said to myself, whew, I gotta get out of here. This place is awful. You know, that's not how I feel about people's houses. And it's a judgment on, to some extent, it can appear as though it's a judgment on the visitor as opposed to what it in fact is just sort of as a look into the mind of the host. But
yeah, I perceive it more as like a cry for help, like, hey, I'm sorry, my place is so crappy. You know, if they're familiar with you, if you're actually, you know, in their house because you know them and they're saying that type of things, and considering the environment that you live in, if they're familiar with you and they're saying, oh, pardon me, pardon this, I would imagine that would be some form of cry for help or assistance or,
no.
Hey, you know, this is
No, I mean, as the person here who does this on a fairly regular basis.
I do it sometimes, too.
It's definitely not a cry for help. I mean, I don't say to somebody, please excuse the mess because I want them to start scrubbing the floor or whatever. It's really just a statement to let the person know that I am aware as the host that I am not doing the best job as a host. As a host, if I'm going to have someone come for a visit, I'd like to have a clean place for that person to come visit just because that's, you know, that's just the way I like to have things. And if I can't have it to that level, then I feel it deserves an apology. That's all. I wouldn't say it's a cry for help. If you want to come scrub my floor, though, Phoenix, let's talk.
Hey, I've done it before. Again, I'm just saying.
By all means, come clean my house.
Yeah, if it's $20 an hour, I got you.
If it's a cry for help, then, you know, forget it. I need help with cleaning my house, too.
Hey, Phoenix, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's about it. Thanks, you guys have a wonderful night.
Tonight, man. Appreciate it. You can call on Skype and sound pretty darn good, too. The Skype username is lrn.fm. One thing, you do have to send a contact request first. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it come in. And then once you're approved, you can call from that point forward. Very cool. Very good. Good to have Skype here because it sounds great. So once again, our toll-free number, if you prefer it the old method, you can call in. Toll-free at 855-453. Whether you want to comment on keeping a clean house or educating students, educating your kids at home, which is what sparked the conversation in the first place. Mark, let's go back to the seven things you're not supposed to say to a homeschooling mom. Or I guess it's more accurate to say, and that's the title or whatever of the article, but really it's like the seven things that homeschooling moms are sick of hearing, basically. Yeah. Because I don't think it's wrong to say these things.
No,
generally they come from a curiosity of not knowing what it's like to homeschool.
Do you own anything besides yoga pants? And I think that I think yoga pants are essentially pajamas.
All the college girls are wearing yoga pants.
Yeah, but it's not like you're dressed up and ready to go. You know, they're
going everywhere with yoga pants.
I understand. They're the acceptable sweat pant.
Okay,
is I guess what I'm saying.
Huh.
She says, well, that's just not nice. Of course, we own stuff besides yoga pants, but
say that's not nice.
Isn't as conducive to wrestling kids, getting spit on, being the cafeteria lady, maid, laundry lady, and pouring knowledge into the minds of our kids all day. Do we make fun of your work uniform? Not unless you're a professional clown or something. Be nice. Yoga pants are awesome.
Yeah, be nice. I wouldn't say that one. That's not a good question.
I don't know. I mean, being...
And yes, yoga pants are awesome. Thank you, ladies.
It's relatively common. I'm also a farmer besides being a homeschooler. It's relatively common in the sort of the farm world to do your chores before you eat your breakfast in your pajamas. So, I mean, it's been far more than one time, probably about half the time of the week, I'm putting on my muck boots on with my pajamas, and I'm going out and taking care of the pigs. Because, well, you know, the gyms aren't going to go in a wash here anyway. Might as well just, wear them on out. It's something that's covering my nether regions, my unmentionables, and the muck boots are what's going to get mostly dirty anyway. So no big deal. And I think that if you work at home, from home, pajamas are a relatively common thing.
Mm-hmm.
Homeschool moms and homeschool dads, they work from home. And that's what they work in. And
yep.
Yoga pants, pajamas, sweatpants, these things are...
totally nude. That's acceptable at the household.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't go in a pig pen totally nude.
They might mistake a little something for a meal.
Here's a treat.
Yeah. Well, I saw a story recently of a girl who got her finger bit off by a horse, so you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, horses horses can be really mean.
Mm.
But, like, you know, you can spend a lot of time with a horse and that sort of thing, and they can be very socialized to people, and they'll still kick or bite somebody because they're just sort of that way. For me, my pigs, people can go right in the pen. I wouldn't have a pig that was mean to people. Mm-hmm. There's no way. My 550-pound sow, Hazel, I was just on her. Was it this morning or yesterday? Had her ears in my hands and was, had my feet up off the ground yelling, "War pig!"
You were riding your
pig? I was riding the pig, yes. And
that should be a Kodak moment. That would be a good picture.
Laura said she wished she'd had the camera. And to me, I think that, you know, when you have an animal this big, you kind of want to mount, you know, let's mount the animal. It's that big. And there was a scene in the most recent, it was the Hobbit one.
Okay.
With
never seen it.
Yeah, the army, the War of the Seven Armies or whatever it was, where the dwarf king was on the back of a pig. It looked like a boar instead, but... yeah, frankly, it looked like a old spot boar, which are the most the nicest of pigs out there. Now, when I say nice, I mean nice to humans. They're still ornery to each other.
Okay.
All right. Since you're home, this is her going on with the list. Since you're home, would you mind babysitting for me? Now, just in case my sister is reading, I have to point out that I offered to babysit for her, and she knows that she can call me if she needs me. This has never really been a problem for me, but I've read horror stories from friends. So just for the general public, hello, we're doing school over here. Would you call the local elementary school and ask if one of the teachers could babysit for you?
Yeah.
During the school day, while she's teaching her class? So there you go. I guess... my wife does trade-offs with people as far as watching kids. I mean, people are like, hey, I want my kid to come to the farm and see pigs and play at the pool and do those kind of things. So, you know, and then, you know, of course, they take Jack, too. But at 7 years old, I guess that's what people do. They just kind of trade kids off. Kids would like to be together.
What do we got, one more on this list?
That's pretty much it.
All right, so your comments are welcome here. 855-453, Skype username, lrn.fm. What is it you don't get about homeschooling? If you have a question, Mark may have an answer, because he's been doing this now for 7 years.
Yeah.
Toll-free number, 855-453. Also, the crackdown on freedom of speech in front of the Supreme Court.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per
caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.